Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a presentation of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is affiliated with the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter congregation, and on this ninth Sunday after Pentecost, we look forward to sharing Christ's holy word with you through scripture and song. Old Testament readings that we have recently heard have presented calls to Ezekiel and Joel to be prophets, but the readings stopped short of the message they were to deliver. The prophet in today's reading, Jeremiah, presents a message that God told him to deliver to his people. Described as a flock of sheep, God's people were misled by false shepherds and taken into exile. God himself would return the faithful remnant home. We pray for God to lead us in the hymn, Savior, like a shepherd, lead us.
A reading from the 23rd chapter of the prophet Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who care for my people. You have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for your evil deeds, declares the Lord. Then I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will set shepherds over them who will care for them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed. Neither shall any be missing, declares the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness.
We hear a psalm of King David, Psalm 23, presenting the Lord as our shepherd. Herding sheep is unfamiliar to most of us. David grew up tending and protecting his father Jesse's flocks. He experienced the discomforts and dangers present, living night and day, most likely for weeks at a time, out in the open area with the sheep. His song, the psalm, tells what God has done for him, and he knows that he will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. we hear a musical setting of Psalm 23. In the Gospel reading for today, St. Mark says that Jesus had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. 3 months ago, the fourth Sunday of Easter, we observed what is often called Good Shepherd Sunday. Readings then presented Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Our reading for today presents a similar message, although not presenting the crowd so strongly as sheep. We often overlook the words in this reading that he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, so he began teaching them many things. As we focus on the miracle that he performed, providing food for over 5,000 from only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. In the hymn, "The King of Love My Shepherd Is," we hear of the goodness and love that God showers on all the sheep of his flock, providing more than food for our bodies.
A reading from the 6th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark. The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. and he commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups, by hundreds and by fifties. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing, and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish, and those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men.
We have enjoyed being a part of your Sunday morning by sharing God's Word with you. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you, visiting with you, and worshiping with you. Our weekly worship service is Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, followed by Bible class and summer Sunday school activity time for all ages. Various small group Bible studies and other activities meet throughout the week. Always know that the sound, movement, and energy young children bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all and is welcomed. School will be starting very soon. St. Peter Lutheran School is always ready to welcome children to their growing family. Please call 574-896-5933 for more information regarding the school. St. Peter Church and School are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. The Lord continues to be your guiding shepherd.